This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Lok Sabha proceeding is underway. Yesterday, speaking in Lok Sabha, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that no world leader had asked India to stop the Operation Sindoor. Mr. Modi's remarks came amid the opposition's accusation of agreeing to a ceasefire with Pakistan under US pressure. He said it was the Pakistani side who urged India to stop Operation Sindoor, pleading that they cannot suffer any longer. He said during the talk with the US Vice President, India made it stand clear that if Pakistan attacks, India will respond by launching a big attack.
Duniya ke kisi bhi neta ne Bharat ke operation rokne ke liye nahi kaha. America ke uprashtrapati ji ne mujhe phone pe bataya ki Pakistan bahut bada hamla karne wala hai. Mera jawab tha, agar Pakistan ka ye irada hai तो उसे बहुत महंगा पड़ेगा ये मैंने अमेरिका के उपराष्ट्रपति को कहा अगर पाकिस्तान हमला करेगा तो हम बड़ा हमला कर करके जवाब देंगे
The Rajya Sabha yesterday took up special discussion on India's strong, successful and decisive Operation Sindoor in response to the terrorist attack in Pahalgam. Initiating the discussion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh congratulated the Indian Army and security forces for eliminating three terrorists in Jammu and Kashmir who brutally killed 26 innocent people in Pahalgam. In Bihar, Chief Minister Nitish Kumar has announced an increase in the honorarium and incentives for ASHA, that is, accredited social health activist and Mamata workers who are working for health services, immunization and the safety of newborns and mothers. These two groups are considered important players in improving health services in rural areas. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar stated that ASHA workers will now receive an incentive amount of 3,000 rupees instead of 1,000 rupees. Similarly, Mamata workers who work to raise awareness about safe childbirth and maternal and child health will now receive an incentive of 600 rupees per delivery instead of 300 rupees. Indian Space Research Organization will launch the NASA ISRO Synthetic Aperture Radar, NISAR, and Earth Observation Satellite today. It will be launched from Satish Dhawan Space Center, Sriharikota, at 5:40 p.m. using the GSLV F-16 rocket. The countdown for the launch began yesterday at 2:10 p.m. International Monetary Fund, IMF, has revised its forecast for India's economic growth to 6.4% for both 2025 and 2026. Earlier in its April 2025 World Economic Outlook, IMF had projected India's GDP growth at 6.2% for 2025 and 6.3% for 2026. Reaffirming India's position as the world's fastest growing major economy, IMF attributed the upward revision to a more benign external environment than anticipated in its April forecast. India has sent a consignment of humanitarian assistance to the people of Syria. In a social media post, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randeep Jaiswal said that the consignment consists of 5 metric tons, which includes essential life-saving medicines, including anti-cancer, antibiotics and anti-hypertensives to Syria. A powerful 8.8 magnitude earthquake struck off the Pacific coast of Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula in the early hours today. According to United States Geological Survey, the quake is one of the strongest in recent years, surpassing all since Japan's 2011 megaquake. The epicenter was located approximately 136 kilometers offshore at a depth of 19 kilometers along the Pacific Ring of Fire, a region notorious for intensive seismic and volcanic activity. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Bihar, East Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh and West Uttar Pradesh today. According to IMD, Jammu Kashmir, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana and Delhi might also experience light rainfall. In badminton, India made a strong start at the Macau Open tournament with several impressive performances across categories. In men's doubles, star duo Satvik Sairaj, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty sailed into the second round with a commanding win over Malaysia's players. And that is the end of this news bulletin.